Good day from the source, listeners. Today we have the pleasure of speaking with Jeff Wiersbicki, who is executive chef at Winberry's Restaurant and Bar in Summit, New Jersey. Chef recently won the New Jersey Seafood Challenge and will compete in the Great American Seafood Cook-Off coming up in early August. So welcome, Chef. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks, Christine. It's a pleasure. It's an absolute pleasure.
You bet. I was excited to talk with you to see, you know, what you do with seafood there at Winberry's. But first, I want to congratulate you on winning the New Jersey Seafood Challenge.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate that.
Well, I assume that was you were up against some good competition in the state. Tell me about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, honestly, it's, you know, seeing the dishes that everybody was able to produce and, you know, recognizing some of the names that were competing with us are, you know, a lot of people that I respected. And still do, obviously. But the quality that everybody put out was phenomenal, and to be able to, you know, come out and win on top of those is, you know, an honor, you know, an absolute honor. And it was nice to see, you know, everybody taking, you know, time out of their normal routine, you know, that we have as chefs to go ahead and be creative and show something different that, you know, put New Jersey seafood in a great light. And, you know, to be able to come out on top of that was absolutely fantastic.
I bet. And how many chefs compete in this?
There were seven.
Okay.
And seven very strong dishes, all of them. You know, a bunch of them I remembered, and actually I've since been to some of their restaurants and, you know, tried out some of them that I've seen. They were really well done. So
I bet. And I know, you know, the point is to profile some local seafood and produce and everything. What dish did you end up winning with?
Our dish that we won with was the New Jersey Scallop BLT.
Okay.
It was kind of an homage to the New Jersey Diner, which is an absolute culinary stalwart. For anybody who's not from New Jersey, it's a place where you can go and get fantastic comfort food, done really well, you know, a lot of things really simply. Obviously, our BLT was a bit more elevated than just a simple BLT, but, you know, still had all those elements in there.
It was actually a sandwich, or was it, you know?
Well, it was kind of a representation of the sandwich. The elements were all there of the sandwich, so being that New Jersey is the Garden State, we definitely wanted to highlight some of the fantastic produce we have here. New Jersey tomatoes are obviously well known, and we have some really excellent heirloom stuff that we're getting locally. We did a New Jersey tomato vinaigrette. We had some locally made bacon. We're using microgreens out of Shiloh, New Jersey, at the McGregor greenhouses, where they're doing just absolute amazing things with we use micro opal basil, micro arugula, and so all those components were in there, and then of course, you know, the star of the show is the New Jersey seafood. So we wanted to highlight a couple of species that people may think of first from other places, but are absolutely outstanding from New Jersey. We have really nice lobsters here. You know, there's plenty of cold water to be seen on our vast shoreline. So, you know, lobster was something we used lobster mousse to represent the mayonnaise component of the BLT.
Okay.
So that added that, you know, light, you know, bit of moisture and mouthfeel that you need there. And then it was crowned with beautiful Viking Village scallops. They're harvested from within 20 miles of the coastline, and they're just absolutely so sweet. You know, I've been a lot of places, cooked in a lot of really excellent seafood states and cities through my travels, and, you know, the scallops here, I've just not had anything like it anywhere.
And I guess I haven't either. Is the way you're describing it sounds like something I've never had. So I'm hungry now. I mean, it sounds like a really great dish that, you know, it's, I'm not even going to say simple because it's not, but it's using these high quality ingredients to, and
well,
the flavors all come together.
I think simple is a great way to put it, because simple doesn't need to be a bad thing. When you're sourcing and using absolutely great ingredients, you really don't have to do a lot to it. The dish almost creates itself in a way. You know, it's like this dish, I almost feel like I didn't really create it. New Jersey kind of did, and I just kind of helped put it on the plate a little bit.
Hmm, that's neat.
So, you know, it kind of, all the elements, they work really, really well together. I've eaten the dish, you know, a lot of times by this point, through all the different practices we've done. And, you know, we've done it in the restaurant, and, you know, it sold very well, great feedback. But at the end of the day, bacon and scallops, you know, you're really not going to go wrong when you throw that combination in there. And then you have
That's
the
right.
lobster mousse, really great locally baked focaccia bread, griddled on with butter. And, you know, just personally for me, you know, it...
That's like the perfect meal.
It absolutely is. You have that bit of comfort. You know, a BLT is a really comfortable and very easily approachable thing. And, you know, once you add that little depth of sweetness from the scallops to go with the salt of the bacon and all the other elements, it really worked pretty well. You know, we're still really happy with it. You know, you always tweak things here and there, but there's not a lot of tweaking left to do. I think we got a pretty good one.
Well, it sounds like obviously you're skilled with seafood, and is that a big focus at Winberry's, or?
That's been a big focus personally for me for my entire career. Having gone to culinary school in Rhode Island, obviously a lot of great food, seafood in New England. I worked in Boston. I've worked in Maryland. In Baltimore, so a lot of great seafoods there, and then also I've worked in the middle of the country over in Michigan, where you have like all your whitefish from there is a
yeah.
really big thing and stuff like that. So pretty much from the time that I've gone from culinary school, I always seem to gravitate towards restaurants where seafood is, you know, if it's not the main thing, it's one of the main things.
Okay.
And where I'm at right now, Winberry's, we're an American bistro, so that title gives you a lot of license to do what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Seafood will always be a part of everything I do. On Fridays, we do like run an old school fish house type of menu where we run minimum 5 species of fish. You know, a lot of emphasis on local species, a lot of emphasis on sustainability. Whenever possible, that's always been something important to us here, important to me. We have a great partner with Trinity Seafoods. I get seafood deliveries just about every day.
And, is it Trinity, you said?
Trinity.
Okay.
They're out of Asbury Park. They're right down there on the shore. They do some fantastic stuff for us. You know, they get on the phone with me every morning and tell me what's nice coming in, and you know, when I get the stuff in, it, you know, it always is what they say it is, and that's they're really good about telling me the source, where it's coming from, and all those sorts of things, and those are the things that we put on our menu too, source, as well as a flavor profile, and you know, recommended preparations, because on the Fridays we let the customers choose their preparations, but we put a few different choices out there.
Oh, that's a neat way to do it.
Yeah. It's great. I mean, you know, seafood, like I said, it's if you have great products, you know, you can prepare it very simply, and it can be a wonderful thing. You know, doing too much to it sometimes, overworking it, overthinking it, is the only mistake you can really make.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you're dealing with wonderful fresh ingredients, you know, it's that's always been my personal approach with it. You know, I mean, I've seen some really highly complex like curries and things like that were tremendous and I truly enjoyed, but that's just not my particular cooking style.
Yeah. Well, obviously you're focused on, you know, using high quality, local and sustainable seafood. Do you also bring in some species that people aren't as familiar with because they are sustainable and local, and kind of educate your customers about those?
Well, I feature also too, like bycatch is something that I've been into. You know, the sustainability, you know, there's a lot of different schools of thought on it. Like, some people will say that scallops aren't sustainable, but the way that they harvest them in New Jersey, they put the shells back into the water. They shuck them on the boat, put the shells back in the water so they can replenish the reef. And obviously the reef is really important to, you know, all the sea life. And, you know, obviously we have to take care of that if we want to continue all the great stuff that we get out of the water to eat. You know, bycatch is like for an an example, it's not local per se, but you know, cod fishing, we know that there's not a lot of sustainability within that in the Atlantic side, a lot of overfishing, but there's some bycatch there. Golden kingclip happens to be one of my very favorite fish to work with. And it's a bycatch from haddock fishing and cod fishing.
Okay. So
whenever I see that, I tend to feature that. Shark, we don't definitely think of as sustainable. However, encouraging the use of the shark meat as opposed to, you know, the finning,
yes,
which is an absolute awful thing that happens with sharks. And, you know, we know how long it takes for a shark to develop to full size and all that stuff. So I think finding creative ways to use the whole fish to provide more value to the shark, mm-hmm, as opposed to just the fin is important.
Hmm.
And that's things that we can do.
And how are you?
If you're going to pull it out of the sea, you know, I mean, it's important to make sure it's used, because what they do with the finning, it's absolutely gruesome and horrible.
That's for sure.
I'm sorry, what was your question? I cut you off.
Oh, no, that's fine. So are your customers then are, you know, open to trying things like shark? I mean, that's something different than most people are used to.
I mean, if you take care of it well and you do the right thing with it, and if it's super, super fresh, mm-hmm, you know, people will enjoy it. You know, it's important to build that trust with your clientele. You know, there's certain things that, you know, certain groups of people don't go for. Like, I'm a big fan of fish with the head on. My customers don't necessarily like it, so I eat it like that all the time at home. But, you know, I don't do it so much at the restaurant. But, you know, a shark fillet, actually, when we do bring it in, I'm also careful with the species, too. When we bring it in, it does very well. And it's one of those things that if we can kind of get that on a better level, I mean, we have to watch Asia a little bit, but it'd be really a great thing.
That's for sure. Well, we are about out of time for today. We really appreciate you being with us, talking about the seafood that you serve at the restaurant, but also just, you know, what's been going on with the New Jersey Seafood Challenge. So it'll be really exciting to see how you do at the Great American Seafood Cook-Off August 2nd. So
thank you very much. We hope to represent the state very well and just, you know, give a lot of people some good ideas for good ways to eat seafood. So
that's right.
Thank you very much. It was an absolute pleasure speaking with you.
You bet. Have a great day.
You too.